This is Veronika Korostukina, Polongera Voice. Today, we're talking about esports and student mental health. Many students have reported increased stress and anxiety during the COVID-19 pandemic. Traditional sports, such as soccer and basketball, are canceled for the foreseeable future. Polongera students look online for the much-needed sense of community and stress relief. Members of the Polongera Esports Association say that playing video games together helps them feel connected. Here is what Faith Vaughn, a second-year psychology student, thinks about the esports club.
I would say that before I found about this club, I felt like I was kind of alone. I know that sounds bad, but I took the summer semester and I felt like I was just teaching myself. I didn't really have the community involvement with my classmates. So joining the esports club, definitely, I have a bunch of people with mutual hobbies that I talk to every day that also go to Polongera. And we're always just, you know, we share our struggles with our classes with one another. We de-stress and play games with one another, and I get to get, like, I've met so many people from this club. So I would say it's definitely really immensely important to me, especially with COVID-19, all of us are stuck at home. We can't really go meet other people, meet other students, make friends that way. So I feel like this club really helped me meet people and kind of like fulfill that community that was missing from school.
Lilith Wu, the vice president of the Esports Association and a second-year philosophy student, remembers what it was like before the pandemic.
A lot of things have changed. We used to go to the gaming stadium, and we have like meetups with like most of our club members, like who would want to attend, and it was just so much fun. Like, we all just used to see each other like almost every week, but like now, because of the pandemic, like we're not able to see each other. So we've kind of transitioned to like doing more online events. Yeah, they're fun, but less people show up, obviously, and it's just a bit harder to manage.
Even though she can't meet other club members in person, Wu says the club has been a safe haven during the pandemic.
Honestly, ever since the pandemic started, I've kind of just been focusing on the club because it's helped me get my mind off of like a lot of the stuff that's going on around us. Like, it's kind of my safe haven, if you will. It's just, I don't know, like, even if it's online, I'm still having fun. Like, I'm still talking to everyone every day. So it's just been really nice to have that support system.
Lawrence Amador, better known as Trans in the League of Legends community, is the coach of two Polongera esports teams. Amador recently earned Challenger rank, placing him among 200 best players in North America. He says that even though gamers are used to meeting online, being forced to play from home is just not the same.
A lot of gamers are kind of used to having like these online communities where they congregate and they play with like new friends and stuff. So it doesn't change too much in that aspect for me, for example. Though voluntarily staying home versus involuntarily staying home is a completely different experience.
According to Amador, meeting online in the past few months has brought esports club members closer together.
I've gotten to know my staff and my players really well, and so we've kind of made this tight-knit community where we talk to each other every day and we do homework together and play together. So it's been nice. It's kind of that replacement for meeting in a club room or meeting at school or something.
For anyone who is considering joining Polongera Esports, Faith Vaughn has the final word.
Honestly, if you're thinking like you're feeling a little bit alone, you want to have that sense of community and sense of belonging to just like a community, I would say that this club is the best bet right now. It's best what we have for to feel like we're students and we're connected with one another.
This was Veronika Korostukina, Polongera Voice. Thanks for listening.